This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And when it comes to buying a house, you got to make sure you're buying what you need and not what you think you should be getting. You want to make sure you're getting the most for your money, the bang for your buck. I'm joined by Julia Newbold, Managing Editor with Money Magazine. Julia, how's it going?
Well, thank you, Jordan. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks. So what is property FOMO?
Well, I guess property FOMO is looking at what's being talked about in the market, looking at what your friends are doing, and just getting caught up in the hype of everything. Instead of looking at what you need and what you want, you're being influenced by outside factors.
I guess people like to celebrate when they get a house, and you can often feel like you're falling behind if you haven't got what they've got.
Absolutely. It looks like so much fun, and someone's got a pool and someone's got this and they're in a good neighbourhood and they've not got to go and check out properties every Saturday morning anymore. You know, I can see how people get wrapped up in that.
Of course, you don't want to go too far and get something that you don't necessarily need. So I guess what should we be doing to avoid FOMO?
Well, I guess first of all, you've got to figure out what it is you need and stick as closely to that as you can. So instead of you know, getting all caught up in the hype and the bidding and the fact that you might miss out, you've got to have your list of what you really need. Do you need three bedrooms? Do you need parking? What is it that you want on your list? And when everything's happening, if you don't get those things, stay away from that property.
Of course, there are so many houses on the property market each week that if you are looking for something specific, it probably doesn't hurt to hold out and wait.
No, that's right. And I've had a couple of friends lately who've held out maybe for a year or more, but they've ended up getting exactly what they want. And when they've looked back, they've thought of the properties that they could have had that would have cost them a lot more money and not quite been what they wanted. So it is worth it quite often to wait.
And I guess while you're looking at what you want, you should also be concentrating on whatever else is happening in the world.
That's right. And you've got to evaluate the hype that's going on. You know, papers are writing about specific stories and specific areas, and it might not be exactly what's going to affect you. So when you're thick of it, when you're in the thick of it, it seems that prices, you know, are constantly going up, but they might not be actually going up. It might just be a shortage of properties in that particular area, or, you know, the properties might not be getting reported that are selling under what they're meant to. I mean, the real estate industry, they've got to keep talking it up because that's their business. But you've got to look a bit deeper at what is really happening.
Yeah, of course, a property agent will definitely try to sell you on a house because that's what they're there for.
Yeah. And you've got to also pay attention to what is going on in the world that could affect what you can buy. So, you know, if the economy is not going well and your job's not secure, maybe, you know, don't overcommit. Or, you know, if the market looks like it might be coming down or interest rates might be going up. Again, that's going to affect how much you should be spending.
And I guess, does it hurt to, I guess, do a bit more shopping around and getting more opinions on a property?
No, absolutely not. The better you know the market, the more confidence you have to make your bids in the market. So have a look around at the area that you want, maybe in a couple of surrounding areas. Ask some people who know, check out what previous sales have been. You know, there is a lot of research out there if you take the time to have a look.
And I guess any last pearls of wisdom for anyone who is keen to get into the property market but is, you know, biding their time?
Yeah, get a second opinion. Talk to people who've just got in. Talk to people who've maybe bought something in that area and see what they think. You know, once you've done something, there's always some lesson that you've learnt that you can help someone else. So look at those people who've gone before you and pick their brains a bit.
Yeah, either learn from someone's successes or, more importantly, learn from someone's mistakes.
Exactly.
No worries. Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Managing Editor of Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.